Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin. I'm joined by my co-host,
Brenna LaRocque.
We're back, baby. We took a week off. It was the end of the year. We needed some time for ourselves. And we're so happy to be back. We're excited for a great 2024.
Yeah.
We're excited.
2024 is a good year. It's an even number.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
2 + 2 = 4. Four. Think about that.
Wow.
Wild.
You really just called it out.
Yeah, I just did. I don't give a fuck.
You just went there.
I did. I just thought of something and I just went. I went for it.
Yeah. And it landed, honestly.
Look, it's going to be a good year.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah, all those bucks.
Yeah.
So, where do we even start? We did Christmas together. Oh. I mean, it. The holiday cheer, I don't know if we had any.
I had none. Okay. I worked in retail the whole holiday season. I was annoyed by Christmas the first week of December.
Yeah. I mean, retail at that mall, because I drop you off and pick you up every day, the people there, there's never worse people in the world than during Christmas.
They're the worst. I actually rage quit. I don't want to say I rage quit, but in the grand scheme of being professional at a job, let's just say I rage quit. It definitely wasn't me raging, but I just show my emotions. So let's just put it that way. But this lady, I'm going to give you an example of the types of people I was dealing with. I am minding my own business in the Free People at Century City dressing room. And here's the thing about Free People. It's fast fashion people, okay? It's not, people come into Free People expecting like the utmost service. This is not Bloomingdale's. This is not James Purse. I'm not here to help you. Honestly, like don't really talk to me. I don't want to talk to you that much. Sorry. That's probably why I shouldn't work there. But I'm in the fitting room and she comes out. It's fine. She's like, hey, do you have this in another size? Do you have this in an extra small? I'm like, yeah. I said, oh, well, all the sizes we have for that are out. I was thinking she didn't see the size she wanted, so whatever. And I said, oh, well, all the sizes we have for that are out. Sorry. And she goes, well, can you go check? And I was like, oh, yeah, misunderstanding, whatever. I walk over there and I go check, and she follows me. And we're standing at the table. And she has on like a light green color of the sweater. We have it in a million colors. One of them is a dark, we have a dark green as well. We don't have an extra small in any of the other colors. So I'm like, hey, how do you want to try this extra small one in the dark green? And whatever you don't like, or if you don't like it, we can order it for you in what other color you want. Well, why would I want two green sweaters? I said, I don't know, ma'am. I'm just trying to help you. You crazy person. And so I walked away. I said, I'm just trying to help you. And then I walked away because I'm like, I just can't. I just can't. I'm so over this job. She follows me back into the fitting room. She has terrible coffee breath. She gets way too close to me. I don't know you, first of all. I don't know your name. Leave me alone. She gets this close to me. She could reach out and touch me with her finger. That's too close.
Yeah.
And she gets close to me and she goes, let me give you a piece of advice. As somebody who's owned a boutique for 15 years, ugh, your lack of interest for this job really shows. And she wasn't wrong, but it's she was not wrong. That's not what I was pissed about.
It is so funny in that moment. You can't go, you're right.
No, I almost had that. I almost, because for a second, I was just kind of standing there looking at her like, is this bitch really saying this to me right now? And I was like, mm-hmm. And she said it. And then I go, I could say, you're right. I could have said that. But I just looked at her and I go, ma'am, do you really think that this is appropriate? And she looked at me and she just goes, she kept talking. She like doubled down. And I go, no. And I put my hand up and I go, this is really inappropriate. And I'm going to just stop you. And then I walked to the back. And then she comes up to the register to another one of my coworkers. And she goes, that girl really shouldn't work here. And I was standing behind this curtain. And I was like, talking to one of my other coworkers about what just happened. And I was like, while we're on the topic of unsolicited advice, maybe you should get your filler dissolved because you look crazy. And you look as crazy as you're acting. So anyways.
You didn't say that.
Oh, I said on the other side of the curtain while she was on the other side of it. I don't know if she heard me.
I mean, it's a curtain.
But somebody needed to tell her.
I mean, starts with, I own a boutique.
Oh, God. That's she a jingles woman, her keys around.
Yeah, that's
she
a woman that hasn't been.
Yeah. So anyways, I told my coworker what happened. She was like a manager, and I just looked at her and I go, you know what? But she is right. And I quit. I said, this is my 2 weeks notice because I can't do this anymore. The next day, I'm standing behind the register, like tying up a bag or a trash bag or something. Something that's a small task. It's going to take me 30 seconds tops. Mm-hmm. And somebody gets up to the register. It's a wooden desk. And they just go, wait, that didn't hit. They go, bang, 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 bang. Yeah, yeah. They don't say, hey, excuse me, I'm ready to check out. Even in a bitchy voice, say it in a bitchy voice. I don't care. They just pound on the counter and just wait for me to hear it. I'm like, be so for real. I'm not a dog. So, you know, this is the types of people I was dealing with. And I finally came to a time where I was like, I can't. And then if any of my future employers hear this, this is a bad example of tell me a time you dealt with a difficult customer.
But yeah.
I just need to say my retail career has come to an end. That's officially the end huge. Of it. So, you know, maybe if I was in a position that I cared a lot more about, I would have reacted differently. I would have because I have in the past. But she caught me on a bad day. PMSing. I probably had a lot of pimples. So I was feeling insecure. She was like just... I didn't want to be there because it's Christmas and I can hear carolers outside and fucking Mariah Carey's song screaming in my ear. Casey Musgrave's Christmas music makes me want to jump off of the third floor balcony of Century City Mall. Oh, my God.
Who knows? Part of me is like, she must have been the biggest bitch Karen ever. But you were also looking for a reason to quit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, maybe she just like wasn't as bad as...
No, she was like really truly a bitch.
No, I know.
The other girls know who yeah. I was, like who she is, and they all had problems with her, but just nobody said, hey, stop.
I mean, I've quit so many jobs where it's just like you just go to your manager during a shift and you go, I'm done. But I've never given the 2 weeks. It's always like a full-on panic. Yeah. And then I literally run out right after I say it. How do you feel now that retail's in your back window? Or what is it? I don't even
pocket?
Know. Yeah, I don't even know.
Rear view
mirror. Yeah, window.
I mean, I'm pretty happy about it. I don't know.
You've left retail before and then you've gone back.
Yeah, I left retail thinking it was the last time. And then I went back with the same, under the same, you know, company. So that's part of the reason I also was like, let me get my 2 weeks because I kind of had like somewhat of a reputation where I was like, I don't want it. It's like a lot of my work history is with that
rage
company.
Quit,
so
to be like, I'm out of here and here's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, but I think giving the 2 weeks, there's some level of maturity to that. It's not easy. Those are the slowest 2 weeks on earth is the last 2 weeks after you quit and you just want to leave. And you're like, just let me leave. What are we doing here?
I know.
Like, is do you really need me
the
here?
Last shift? It's like the last day of school. You're always like, why are we here? What mm-hmm. is that? Like, what are we doing? But yeah, it wasn't a good day for me.
So that's a good Christmas.
It was a really bad day.
Yeah.
It's those moments where I'm like, I'm not fully evolved because I'm letting people like that affect me that much emotionally. And I want to get to a place where I can just always be like, okay. You know?
Yeah, but I think you could be zen in certain situations. In other ones, it's like, no, fuck that person.
Yeah.
The customer isn't always right. I'm sick of that. Like, this whole idea of, like, I don't know who made this up. Some customer, I guess, who probably spent a lot of money and they were like, no, I'm right. I'm spending money.
Maybe somewhere
you're giving
where they
your time.
Yeah, maybe somewhere where they weren't selling, like, $5 hair clips, though. Like, a Free People is not the place to be expecting that utmost. Like, I'm sorry.
No,
like,
a $20 tank top is not, you're not right all the time.
No, you're not. You're
if
not.
You want to buy
you're
a Mercedes.
Poor. You're It's giving broke, babe.
Yeah, you're broke. And the only reason why you're acting like you're always right is because this is the one place you have the advantage.
Yeah.
So you come in here and you try to talk down to me because your boutique's probably not even doing well, you dumb bitch. Yeah.
There are specific customers at that store that come in. Come in for the, they want people to like pay attention to them and talk to them. It's the weirdest thing. Like, everyone is so attention deprived. Like, you'll come to notice like who, like,
nothing says more poor than acting pompous in a poor store. It's just not. And look, if you're poor, you're poor, but you don't need to have. It's incredible when you you act like,
There's this customer that my best friend works there. And so she was like the worst. She comes in multiple times a week with her fucking ugly dog. It's one of those dogs where their tongues is always hanging. And it's in a stroller.
It's probably on TikTok and has 9 million followers.
Yeah. It's in a stroller, not ironically.
It had a stroke.
Yeah. And she comes in multiple times a week looking for this one sweater. It's the same sweater I fought with this other lady for. All of these old Apparently, ladies are creaming their jeans over them. And they come in looking for a new color every week. Because we do get a new color every week. It's actually ridiculous. And she comes in and she starts a fight with Bailey. And she really does have Keith Urban hair. Not Bailey, the customer.
Yeah.
Like the thick, long. It's, what do they
probably
call it?
Like
the chemical bob. Where like her hair's so damaged that it's like a chemical haircut
like
where it's like broken
tongue.
Off. It's like a broomstick at the end.
Yeah.
And she's got like brown, like caramel brown hair, but like thick, thick blonde strips. It's so Keith Urban. So now every time she comes in, we're like, Keith Urban's here, guys. And then one time, my favorite Jewish friend. We've dealt with a girl who like had somewhat Keith Urban hair. Did I say we dealt with a Jewish girl?
No.
Oh, I was going to say we dealt with a difficult girl or a difficult customer. I don't know. Anyways.
Freudian Jewish slip or
something? No, I'm just talking so fast. I forget what I was saying. But she comes in and Noah goes, was that Keith Urban? And I was like, no, girl, you'll know. Like, you'll know when you see Keith Urban. She has the same, like, skin texture. I don't know.
Yeah, she comes in just
and, like,
with her dog, damage. Too. Like, anyone that brings, you know the person that brings the dog. And, like, maybe because we lead with a cat stroller and we've done something similar. But you know the person that brings a dog to the mall. Because it's not easy to bring a dog to a mall. You know, is it on a leash?
Well, I will say Century City is like an outdoor mall.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very walkable mall. You could hang out there all day. So I'll cut people a break there. But
I just feel like Keith Urban is dying for attention.
She needs it so bad.
And you come in. And look, part of me has empathy for these people because I've been there where, like, you know, I'll feel lonely. So you go retail therapy. So you go shopping and you just get told you're attractive or you get told, like, something fits you well. And you're like, thanks, you know, and you're like your only friends. like I did that with this store Buck Mason in New York, and like literally I would hang out there for like four hours.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and they would
probably they hated you. Yeah, just so you know, they talk shit about you so all the time.
Yeah, they're like, what a loser.
Yeah, because that's what we would do.
Yeah, they probably called me some version of Keith Urban, probably like Luke fucking Shitty Brian or something. I don't know.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
that's so weird. Why did you do that?
I don't know. I had nothing better to do.
I need more information.
They made me feel good. They laughed at my jokes.
Wait, did you talk? Did you like go hang out? Did you like know your friend's shifts and you would go hang out with your friends, or you were buddies? Here's the thing:
they weren't my friends.
Well, you now that I think about it, you did make friends with the guys at Golf Galaxy in St. Louis.
Yeah, there's a trend here.
We would go. Andrew would be like, "You want to go to Golf Galaxy with me?" I went with him one time, and they were like, "Hey, it's nice to meet you. Like, we've heard so much about you.
In between the 9-iron and the 6-iron, he can't stop talking about you. Yeah, he never spends money, and he just hits balls here.
He just trades in old clubs.
Yeah, yeah. And he gets, like, free lessons, and he smells. And, yeah, I am the Keith Urban lady. So I do feel bad for her. Because I'm sure she's just living kind of a boring existence and needs this. Oh, God, Andrew. But
I can't believe I'm dating a Keith Urban.
But here's the thing. I never acted pompous or above these. I was never like, oh, you don't have a large in my t-shirt? Oh, your t-shirt makes my nipples look thick? I never said that. You know what I mean? I never was an asshole. I was always like, oh, man, I don't know if I'd look good in that. Oh, thanks so much for getting that stuff, guys. You're my best friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was never like, I own a boutique. Oh, fuck that woman. I own a boutique.
I don't care.
Yeah. Also, your boutique probably has like no original clothes. It's like five different companies, probably like J. McLaughlin or I don't even know. something colorful. I bet you it's some like.
Are you talking about Sarah McLaughlin?
No. No, there's some store in Florida and it's all pastels.
Anytime I hear Jillian Michaels. I think that's like a...
Isn't that a trainer? Anyhow.
Jenny Craig.
Pastels. A lot of pastels.
Okay.
And that's what a boutique is. It's never that original. It's always like five or seven different things. And you're like, oh, it's chic. It's like, you didn't make any of this. You didn't make your own shit.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop talking down to my girlfriend. Who's quitting? Who's looking for a reason?
I was looking for a fight.
Yeah.
I was ready.
Yeah, you wanted to quit. You probably paid this woman to come in there.
Oh, I was so... Because I was not in the mood that day. I just remember
being... Was this the day before Christmas? What was it?
No, this was... Well, my last day was the 31st, so whatever 2 weeks before that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not a very... I will... I can reflect and say it wasn't a very... strong moment for me, but
I honestly am
so glad that I did it.
There's such strength in quitting. You've been, first of all, you've been talking about quitting this job before you were born. You're like, I want to quit Free People. Yeah. These little memes.
Andrew and I had this funny moment the other day where he was like looking at me and he was like, yeah, like once you're working full time. And I go, what? I said, you think I'm ever going to be working full time again? Hang on.
You think you're like, sometimes I think you think I'm a millionaire.
No, I just don't think I need to work full time. I can make full time money and not full time hours.
Look, I love that.
It's not happening. No.
Look, work fucking 2 days a week if you're bringing in 5 days a week money. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care about anything.
Andrew wants me to be his sugar mama so bad. Oh,
God, why couldn't you just be a lawyer? You know, you can still go back to law school.
Yeah, you want to support me while I do that?
Well, I guess no. You'll be an esthetician. Speaking of that, well, a few things. New Year's came. We got pretty hammered. We never get hammered together. We never pregame. And we were driving back from your work, last day of your work ever.
Yes.
So we were especially excited. One, I didn't have to hear about it anymore, and you were done. And
it was a big day for both of us.
Huge day. And I was just like, let's fucking pregame. Let's get a bottle.
Casamigos, bitch.
Casamigos.
Baby.
I don't know what it is about tequila in that bottle. It doesn't feel like you're a drunk in it. Like, you feel like you're fancy.
Because it's behind the locked cabinet. Yeah. You have to, like, get an attendant to get it out for you.
By the way, I'm sick of that. The whole, like, waiting for an attendant to come to can you liquor.
Everywhere in L.A. You have to get deodorant at Target.
So annoying.
Yeah, yeah, it's the worst.
If you smell like shit and you're an alcoholic.
And they're so mad. The Target workers don't want to do that. They don't want to do that.
What, let you in?
Walk around and unlock doors all day?
Yeah, I guess it gives them something to do. But we go in there, we get a bottle, we come back home, we just start doing tequila soda with lime. We're listening to music. We're literally like pretending we're in college. We're like, or at least I am. I feel like I'm 20 years old.
28.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 42. No, I felt like I was like 19, like pregame and before we go out.
Yeah.
And it's like, who the fuck do you think you are? And I got to the point where I drank only 1.5 and I was already like, you want to just watch Walking Dead? And like pregaming was like the game.
The party. That's that the was game. It. Yeah.
You can't pregame anymore.
I was like waiting for the word. I was like, if you want to go, not go. Like,
yeah.
I mean, with you.
But. We're so in the Walking Dead. I mean, that's a whole other thing. But so we get pretty hammered. We each have like 2 drinks. We bring a roadie. We took an Uber to Raina house from Girls Gotta Eat with Ashley was there. And then there was like 20 other people there.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like the perfect amount. A New Year's party with 20 to 25. You don't need anything more than that. I don't think. I think we like, and we kind of crushed the party.
Yeah.
We were just drunk enough where I thought we were pretty loose. We weren't saying two things like, too bad.
I feel like I just sat in a corner the whole time.
What? You were so loud. People were like, drunk Brenna's fun.
No.
You took a shit in the living room.
No, for the first 3/4 of the party, I was sitting in a corner.
Just boozing.
Just boozing with you and some other guy just talking about... I was talking about, like, I don't even know. It was a stupid combo, but whatever.
It is funny to be, like, at a party and you're just boozing to be part of the party. But everyone can see you just getting fucking hammered. No,
because you know what it is? I was so tired from, like, work and everything. Yeah. And I just, like, people were standing in clusters and groups. And I get so emotionally drained. I was like, I'm happy to be here, but I don't need to be just at any party, honestly. I don't need to be, like... in the mix.
You had a problem with the 20 to 25. Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on you to be in a cluster group to talk.
I would have taken like 15 more people.
Yeah, 15.
Because it takes out the pressure.
Yeah, 50 people you could hide.
Yeah. Because at one point I was sitting on a bar stool just like watching, which I am content, but I know I'm so aware that it looks like I'm
at a zoo.
Such a loser, you know, like, come on. But I was like, I got to get up. I got to go talk to somebody. But so I just went and talked to you.
So we, we killed it. And then the ball dropped, took an Uber back home. We met a fun couple.
Mm-hmm.
We never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like meeting a couple. We haven't followed up or we'll probably never see them again. But she's really big on TikTok. Brenna recognized her.
Yeah, I have her. I helped her in Free People a few days before.
Yeah,
so it's
weird.
Funny. Yeah, but yeah, I maybe made a new friend. I just need to like follow up.
That's the thing with LA. No one follows up.
Yeah, I have so many people, so many like girls' numbers. So I'm like, we're gonna hang out, and we never do.
Never.
Yeah.
Well, now that you have more time, now that you're unemployed. Well, you might not be unemployed much longer.
Yeah, maybe not.
So me and Brenna, so we do the New Year's. We're hungover. Oh, so we're at New Year's. It's New Year's Eve. And Brenna wanted to, she passed her esthetician license, got her esthetician license. And then we're like, well, maybe we'll move to New York. But then we're like, I don't know, maybe you should use the license at least here. Once here.
Yeah. If I move to New York, I have to retest.
Retest and do a... thing with a doll.
A practical test.
So you randomly at like 10:45 at night, we stumbled into this esthetician spot 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, God, it just feels right. It just feels right for you to work there. I don't know why. It's like laid back. Like you've never kind of worked in an environment where you could just kind of be chill.
Yes.
While working hard. And we left there like, I can't believe we just stumbled into that. Was that real? You know, like,
yeah.
And then the person had a party.
Yeah. She had like a celebration of being open for a year. So I follow her on Instagram. So we went to that.
Yeah, we went to that. We showed face.
Yeah.
We did all the follow up.
Yeah.
And then we didn't, like, you didn't push it. Yeah. You guys, like, heart each other stuff every once in a while. And then, sure enough, she offers you a job at 10:40 at night, the day you finally quit.
Yeah.
Free people.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird world.
So crazy. And I'm also like, are you sure? Like, she told me some of the terms and conditions, and I was like, girl, you know I just got licensed, right?
Stop it. What are you doing? You know what they paid me at Free People, right? You know I've worked for to literally eat dog food. You know I just quit.
People, yeah.
You realize I have $48 yeah. in the bank, and 100 of that is going to AT&T.
Yeah, so.
No, you don't want to tell her that. It is funny when you're like, you want to still have leverage.
Yeah, but I want it so bad. I don't even care. Like, she told me, like, what she was thinking, and I was drunk. So I'm like, I'm so pumped. Yeah. No, I'm so pumped, but I try to play it cool. So I just go, sounds good, with a period. I go, sounds good.
Dude, you would have took so much less. It's not even close to what? She could have been like, how about we start you off as an intern and we pay you with chocolates?
Yeah. And you have to wear a mouth guard the whole time.
You got
to
wear a mask.
A harness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to wear a harness. We'll ride you around.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a little bit of skincare at the end of the day. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. All that for me. And then she offered you, and I'm like, what? I'm like calculating the numbers at the
like,
party.
You're like, we got to stay.
I go, you got to work 7 days a week. We can buy a mansion. She's like, I'm working 1 day a week.
Yeah. So, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't need to work full time.
No, no one's pressuring you. And then I get offered a job.
Yeah.
So we both are planning on moving to New York City. Like, it's in the bag. Like, we're going to sell the car, stay at my brother's. We already have apartments that we can stay in for cheap. In New York, like, everything was, like, ready to go, pretty much. And then we both get offered jobs.
Yeah, it's weird the way that the universe works, how it keeps you in, yeah. I don't know. There's like, a reason.
Yeah. And Melanie's here.
Yeah.
Melanie, we do have a nice setup here for the podcast, and we have great listeners, and like the fact to do it over Zoom with Mel wouldn't be as good, I don't think.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. So maybe we are staying in LA. We don't know for sure yet.
I love LA.
Now that you're unemployed. Stay. And you just exercise. Yeah,
be unemployed with me in LA.
Yay. I love it.
Fine. You can live at Melanie's. She'll pay the rent. And I'll
no,
be
Andrew,
in New
you'll
York.
Pay our rent.
Yes, that's
stop
right.
It.
Yes. Andrew pays both of our rent now.
Yeah.
Dude, just because I'm old doesn't old old does not equate to success. I don't know how much. I'll show you my bank account. I promise you won't think I'm 43. I promise.
I trust you.
I promise.
I'm basically with a guy my age.
Yeah, maybe younger. Just graduated. Who gets bottles of Casamigos and thinks he's fucking pre-gaming.
Oh,
so
my
pathetic.
God. It's all right.
No, no, it's good. I mean, this job could be
life
really
is,
cool.
Life was going to work out exactly how it's supposed to, and you're going to have a great life.
Because 2 + 2
equals 4. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a whole new year. I think it's so funny because we got hammered New Year's Eve. Then you wake up January 1st, you're like, I'm ready for my resolution. And then you actually said to me, you go, look, I'm not doing laundry. I ain't doing shit no. The first.
I saw that it's bad luck to clean on New Year's Day because it's basically, you're basically like cleansing your life. And it can, people say that it creates a lot of deaths in your life.
Death?
Death. Yeah, oh. That's why I said to you, we are not cleaning on New Year's Day. So let's get it all done now. And I get freaked out by stuff like that. So
yeah, you really are like superstitious.
Yeah, things. I'm very superstitious. So I did not.
But you know you're superstitious, yet you don't do anything about it. Like, you're like, that's who I am.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I think it's like one of those things where it's like a black cat runs in front of you. You're like, I'm going to get hit by a bus. And it's like, no, you're not.
Well, that's not what happens when a black cat.
You know, my point being is like superstition. Like, it's funny when people are like, I'm superstitious. That's who I am.
That's how bad things happen to me all the time.
It's because I cleaned on New Year's. I cleaned on New Year's one year.
But
and my friends die.
But wouldn't you rather not do it and not risk it than just do a load of laundry and then you're worried all year that your whole family is going to pass away?
First of all, I should have done laundry because we would have been rich.
Okay, but don't say morbid things like that. That's terrible.
I'm just joshing. But also, well, I have to pay rent for both of you now.
Okay. But so, I'm working one day a week now, so it's okay.
For half a day. If you did laundry, you would think about that.
All the time.
No way.
Every time somebody died, I'd say I would blame it on myself.
You blame it on doing the colors?
Yes, I really would.
I mean, that's crazy. The person's going to die regardless. Don't think you think you have that much power?
I think that it's a trickle down effect.
What, laundry detergent trickles energy, down to killing
but
your
it's,
uncle?
No, it's energy. It's energy.
Oh, my God.
Clean energy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that you're being very judgmental.
Not at all. I think I'm being a realist.
No.
Yar. So, anyhow, we wake up. We're hungover. I see something.
I puked.
You threw up a couple times.
Yeah, because I drank a detox juice like an idiot.
Here we go.
And it had citrus in it.
This is what a true alcoholic says.
No.
It's like when my buddy got drunk and
listen.
He ate a hot dog and he goes, oh man, I shouldn't have ate that hot dog. I go, how about the 40 shots of Jaeger bombs?
But the last time that we got super drunk together was like two Christmases ago at my parents. And the next morning, I always want like juicy food when I'm hungover. So I woke up and ate like three clementines and I puked because the citrus upsets my stomach as long with the alcohol. But I'm just saying it's
a
bad mix.
Peel them. You animal, you little critter.
It's a bad mix. So then I threw up and that was.
Yeah, you're throwing up.
Yeah.
And then I was deciding on changing my life by doing this thing called 75 hard. I think when I see you throwing up, I go, I don't want that. I don't want that. Whatever that is, I want the opposite of that. So I'm going to try to do the hardest thing possible. So I don't know. It's not that hard.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Is to do this 75 hard.
That's it?
Yeah.
You're
only going to take 75 out of 365.
That's a good start.
Cause you
or know, I'll spread it out.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you mess up, you have to start over.
I know. I'll start over on the 74th day, and I'll do it three times, and that will be the whole year.
That's crazy.
So the hard 75, first of all, I know how this sounds whenever anyone says workouts, how annoying it is to hear. I'm not better than any of you. I'm not going to accomplish this. I promise.
Yeah, this guy hangs out in Buck Mason.
Yeah, I hang out in Buck Mason with an imaginary dog with his tongue out. So you got to drink a liter of water, which I've been doing.
No, a gallon.
Oh, a gallon. Shit, I wrote a liter on there too. God.
Got to proofread your Instagram stories.
A gallon is so much more than a liter.
A liter is just like.
Nothing.
You can do 45 soft instead of 75 hard.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. You can do 75 soft. She's doing 75
soft. 75 soft is literally my lifestyle though. So yeah. I'm not changing anything.
Brenna's 75 soft.
It's like eating like less Cheeto puffs.
Yeah. She's like, maybe I won't.
And I'm going to read Britney Spears' book.
Yeah. Like, the Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you drink a gallon. Fuck, I fucked that up. You drink a gallon of water. You work out 45 minutes inside, 45 minutes outside. You got to do a diet. I'm doing intermittent fasting. So that's when you don't eat for 16 hours after, like, so let's say you eat at 8 o'clock at night, you can't eat again until noon the next day. I don't know. You wake up in the morning, down a coffee, you kind of get in a routine. It doesn't really, I've done it before. And then, you can't have any cheat meals, no alcohol, no Casamigos. And then also, what was the other thing? Oh, you got to read 10 pages in a nonfiction self-help book, which only 10 pages, which I think they think anyone that's like a meathead that's working out doesn't want to read. And then I have to do take a photo, a selfie.
Have you been taking selfies?
I took one yesterday.
You got to take one today.
I know.
You should take them in the beginning of the day, I think, because you look best in the morning.
That's a good point. Also, it depends on what mirror I pick in the house.
Yeah.
And what the lighting situation. Because I could do nothing and pick the right mirror and just, after 75 days, look fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Go to a fun house every day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at me. I'm withering away. But yeah, so I'm on day two. I finished 2 days.
Okay, so.
And now I have 73 more days. And I don't know, it's one of these things where I get these mindsets where I'm like, I listen to David Goggins. I listen to like people that are like, just like, you gotta find your inner fucking, stop being a bitch. Find your inner toughness. It's about what you're doing. Don't be soft. You'll look back and hate yourself. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then, I don't know. I do it for like a week and then I start laughing at those people and I think this is all ridiculous. But I think I do that too to get in ahead of failing.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go, well, this is just silly.
It's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's funny because I look at myself as lazy, but I've worked out to a point of like where I look good or whatever, or feel good to show that I'm not lazy. But I tell myself that because I quit. You know what I mean?
You tell yourself you're lazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not lazy. Dude, I've gone... See, that's the problem.
What's the problem?
That face you just made.
Wait, I'm confused what you're saying. You worked out to prove you're not lazy, but you tell yourself you're lazy?
Yeah. Because I don't ever get to the...
End
of the line of but where I really no want to be.
It's just a lifestyle.
Well, that's what I've kind of realized. Even though I'm doing this.
75 hard is great, but like.
What happens at the
just,
end of it?
Yeah, it's just like upgrading your life. Like, hopefully, some of the things stick.
Yes.
And it just makes you a better person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think discipline for me, for someone that's brain goes everywhere, isn't a bad thing.
Discipline,
I think I'm realizing that
is the hardest thing for you.
Yeah. Like keeping to a schedule, because then I think, what's the point of life if you have a schedule? Then you're just dying slow.
Yeah, it's such a like I go back and forth too. I'm like, I have to be disciplined and get these things done, and then I'm like, this is the only time I'm alive that I know of that I'm conscious of, like.
I'm not going to work with three people.
Yeah, why am I going to like waste my time?
I'm not going to listen to the boutique bitch.
I feel like that's just like a lot of homeless people, though. They're just like literally people who choose to not have a home and like be like whatever. Yeah. Like they're like, this is just life, man.
I'm just living
like,
off the land.
Don't take it so seriously. Like that's just the other end of it versus somebody who, you know, has it all.
Yeah. It's
just, you choose your.
There's something
hard
about when someone like has the same hair. Like if I see a guy and his haircut's the same, he shaves every morning, everything. He's always wearing like a similar button down. Everything's always just like put together and the same every day. And I'm sure that dude can be going through some inner turmoil himself. But I don't know. I just look at that person. I'm like, How do you do that? How do you just be the same thing every day, in and out? You know what I mean? It's just crazy.
They don't have mental illnesses. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's probably what it is.
Or they're properly medicated. Or they're boring.
Yeah. So what's your...
Which is maybe just somebody, what properly medicated means.
I know. I think I'm becoming more and more content with boring. Boring is exciting.
You're not.
Are you convincing yourself?
Yes.
Andrew, you love to do different things. What are you talking about?
But I'm not out here bungee jumping.
No, but you're just tired. You're mixing up being like bored with like
I am tired. You have ADHD. And you're yawning a lot.
Being tired. Like, you're a tired person, but you love to switch it up.
I love a nice lazy switch up. I like a switch up that doesn't. I don't want to drive over 100 miles to see something, but I'd like to see something on our block.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that guy, that homeless guy in the corner, he's building. I mean, this thing is six stories now.
Dude, every time
I want to do a crib.
Walk by it. And the evolution of me, like, crossing the street when we first moved here, and now I just walk by. One time I was walking by and I go, what did I say to him? Oh, because he's got so many.
He's really put together.
He's got so many chairs in there. Like, there's like a lot of wood. And I was like, you got room to sleep in there? And he was like, yeah, I got multiple bedrooms. Come on in. Like,
I could see you going in there. Be like, it's bad luck if I don't go in there and chew on his toenails. It's bad luck. My great uncle will die. What's your resolution?
I don't like resolutions as much as I just like goals.
Okay,
you know?
What's your main goal?
Well, like, I don't have a main goal. I just have like things I want to accomplish.
Okay, this is becoming a riddle. I literally go, "What's your resolution?" You go, "I don't have resolution. I have goals."
I just think, like,
and then I go, "What's your goal?" And you go, "My goal is just things I want."
I just mean that resolutions are so like, I am going to do this mm-hmm. year, but it's like, well, how are you going to do it? Like, what if you don't get to like get to it? Like, it's just more like, what are you going to do to like have that? Isn't that like, I don't know.
Okay. So what is whatever that? So what?
Oh my God. First of all, you are so rude.
What?
Okay. First of all, you're so rude.
What's your accomplishment? What do you want to accomplish?
I want to start a Instagram, like some content for my skin stuff.
Love that.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
all
that's
you
a
need
good
is
one. Yeah,
that
I think,
one will
but
build.
I would love to like start making my own like source, like having income, like, you know what I mean, like. Revenues, making my own.
You're well on your way.
Hold on.
Look, if you can say it, you can dream it. But you can't really.
Two plus five. I just sounded like somebody who cannot make their own money. I just meant.
This girl can memorize like medulla oblongata, all these like crazy like skin things.
I want to like be like make my own money. I don't want to have to like go somewhere else to make money. What is like revenue streams, right?
You
want to
be
like, I want to have several revenue streams.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Cool.
That's what I want.
Well, speaking of that, let's do some trivia and let people sit on whatever she says. Okay. Here we go. Oh, this is trivia. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is just going to make me look way worse.
So I ask you a question.
Dude, this is going to make me look so stupid.
I know. You look brilliant right now. Revenue streams.
Dude, that is a word.
What are the different revenue streams?
Content. I could become like brand ambassadors for skincare lines. I'm going to like be giving facials.
Okay.
I could be a skincare... An esthetician on the go.
She's a podcaster.
I'm a podcaster.
No, you're a mogul. You nailed it. I'm not even kidding. You nailed it.
Okay.
Okay.
So those are multiple revenue streams.
Okay. My bad.
Ding dong.
I don't have any. Okay. Ready? Okay. What was the first country to celebrate New Year's Eve each year? What's the first country to celebrate New Year's Eve
each
year?
The actual New Year's Eve?
Like, first people to celebrate it as a holiday,
yeah.
Not the first country that enters the new year.
The UK.
New Zealand.
Oh. You're kind of close.
And no, that's crazy that you think they're close to each other. You think how far away? How far away do you think New Zealand from?
No, I just meant I know. Okay, I just meant that I know that it wasn't us, the U.S.
Okay.
Okay.
How close do you think New Zealand is?
I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to find out.
Do you think they're kind of close?
No, but their flags are kind of similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Advertisements for what product were banned from American TV on January 1st, 1971? Advertisements for what kind of product were banned from American TV on January 1st, 1971?
Fireworks.
Not a bad guess. Cigarettes, which are like little fireworks for your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's fire.
Huh?
There's fire.
There's fire in there. I'm surprised by that. I thought they would have been able to be advertised way past that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Anyhow, go ahead.
What do people in the southern United States eat for good luck on New Year's Eve?
They eat not pig. They eat mac and cheese.
No, black eyed peas. Oh, kind of rhymes. You got it, basically.
Who was the first broadcast host of the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration?
Oh, Ryan Seacrest.
Yep. How did you know?
Because he's the OG.
That's crazy. When do you think that first broadcast was?
Fuck off.
Guy Labardo. I don't know who it is either. He sounds like a pizza. I think he was the football coach for the Packers. Huh?
What calendar is the Chinese New Year based on?
Chinese.
Chinese food?
Chinese calendar.
No, the lunar calendar.
Do you guys know your Chinese zodiac signs?
I know what I am. I'm a monkey.
Brenna, do you know? I can look it up for you.
December 2nd, 1995.
How large is the Times Square New Year's Eve ball in diameter?
Fifty.
50 what?
Oh, I thought the diameter was the measurement.
50 what?
50 in diameter?
My God. This is bad.
Oh, like circular. Diameter is circular. Right? Like, or from like the middle of the ball to the outside. What is the diameter? What's diameter?
Our kids are going to be so smart.
No.
Are you being serious?
No, because diameter is like, is it like from the middle out and around?
Circumference is around. So then, diameter is just the flat.
Oh, the flatness. Okay. Yeah.
So how?
In diameter?
No, not in diameter, dude. In feet. Oh, my God.
50.
Okay, 12 feet. Oh, 50 isn't a bad answer, though. I would think it was bigger.
Dude, 12 feet small.
Yeah, especially in diameter. Oh my God. What gun? Oh no, you go.
Oh.
Your Chinese zodiac, by the way, is the pig.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. I'm the pig.
Peppermint pig.
It's okay, I'm a snake.
Ooh. I wonder what those mean. I wanna get into that. How much trash is left in Times Square after New Year's Eve celebrations? And this is in tons, just so you know.
I would say 20 tons.
Over 50, 60 tons.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God, so many people. That is my nightmare.
Yeah.
A lot of it's confetti.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they have to get like big suction things probably. Yeah.
So weird because confetti's so light.
I know. I wonder if they reuse the confetti every year.
There's no way.
But you could vacuum it up and repackage
confetti,
it.
Confetti, big business. They're not going to do that. They're definitely getting kickbacks on the confetti people. We nailed this. I mean, these questions were hard, though.
Yeah, they're really hard. We,
give Give yourself credit.
Thank you. I learned what diameter is today, guys. Or I relearned it. I know I knew it at one point.
I mean, look, no one's listening to this to learn anything.
That's true.
All right. We're back, baby. We're going to get in some voicemails. Thank you again for leaving voicemails. I think it makes the show better. We really appreciate it. I know it's kind of scary to leave a voicemail. Also, thank you so much on YouTube. You guys liked and commented way more than usual. You actually listened to us and us begging, essentially. But we really do appreciate it, and it really does help the show. And get the more you like it and comment, the more it will be shared. So we want to keep doing the show, and we want you to keep participating. So we really appreciate it. And subscribe now if you haven't to the YouTube. All right.
People always say, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You could have done it the rest of the year, too. Why are you making a resolution for a new year when you can literally do it any time of the year? Stop your stupid shit. Do it whenever you want to do it. And most people don't even change. I hate people.
I love that person so much, dude. Fucking keeping it real, that 12-year-old boy.
She's right that...
No. She's a... That huh?
I said she's right that people don't really change. Oh, was it a man?
No, it was a girl. I was kidding. It did sound like a 12-year-old boy, though, a little bit. Like, oh, I hate people. Oh, shucks. Oh, you lose weight when you want to. I'm sad.
It's like repeating something that his grandma said.
But that being said, I love the real... Yes, you can do it whenever. And the fact that no one really, a lot of times, accomplishes their goal is... Definitely happens a ton. But, yeah, I mean, sound positive. I'm pretty positive. I mean.
You sound like you. You're just being a realist, babe.
Yeah, just being a realist.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect it. I do think, like, we put these things, we're so, you know, with you, when you're afraid to do laundry on the first because your great uncle will die. But why, if you don't do laundry on the February 26th, won't he die?
It's just a symbol.
You two would get along great. You and this person.
No, you two would get along great.
I know, I'm being sarcastic. Oh.
I'm not picking up what you're putting down today.
No.
My apologies.
It's fine. It happens to the best of us. Maybe I'm not being sarcastic enough.
Or I'm just not sharp.
All right, next voicemail.
So the thing I don't like about New Year's resolutions is like how it's become like the thing to do to like to hate on everybody else's New Year's resolutions. How like that's like the cool thing to do now. Like everybody's like, oh, look at all these assholes at the gym working out, trying to make themselves thinner and better shape. Look at this asshole. He's going back to school to do this. Or look at this guy. He's doing this. Or look at her. She's doing this. She stopped smoking. She stopped drinking. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It's become like just so cool to like talk shit about other people's, like, just trying to better themselves, make their lives better, you know, like, I don't know. It just seems kind of messed up to me. Everybody's like, it just feels like everybody's like rooting for everybody to fail at everything.
Dude,
that's all. So yeah, that's what kind of pisses me off about. Like half of the people that go to the gym are there to work out and the other half are there to like make fun of the people working out because it's New Year's, you know.
There's no time limit on these ones.
It's 90 seconds.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's so true. Like, there's nothing more intimidating than going to the gym after New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're almost, like, going to a new gym. Like, it's so intimidating because you just know everyone's judging you.
Yeah, that's the common trope of, like, look at these people trying to better themselves at the beginning. And it's like, well, maybe if you were nicer to them when they came in the gym and weren't so rude and judgmental, they would actually go through with it and not feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Also, this,
like, if they met somebody there, like, rooting them on.
Yeah, you know? It was like, oh, I know you're new to this. I see that you don't really know how to exercise. And let me show you a few things.
Yeah.
Make you feel comfortable so you don't feel, like, judged.
Yeah, there's so much to, like, having community that makes you a better person. Because it's, like, people that are, like, silently holding you accountable. You know, like, having people, like, around you that support you. You're just...
Well, shitting on people is so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's so much easier to shit on people than actually try to do a resolution. Now, it's so funny to have
those... Makes you feel better about yourself, too.
Those people back and forth. Like, the mm-hmm. back-to-back is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is a common trope. I mean, not just with resolutions, with everything. With, like, anyone putting themselves out there. Now, people love to feel like they own a boutique and tell them... Like, I can't believe you're trying. I can't believe you're trying to get better. Get those people out of your life because they'll only weigh you down.
Yeah, they're
get
secret.
Rid of them
yeah.
because they're so sad because they're not doing shit. And so it's so easy to go, look at that. Or even if they are doing shit, to look at someone else that's just trying who can't fucking do shit, fuck those people too. And that's 2024.
Hey, Brenna and Andrew. Happy New Year. I think for me, what irritates me the most about New Year's resolutions is, why does it have to take a new year for you to be a better person somehow? You know, like, I'm going to stop being a piece of shit in 2024. You could have chosen to do this at any point during 2023, but January 1st just has some kind of ring to it that sounds good. Like, you know what? First of the year, awesome, I'll start being a better person. No. You could do that whenever you want. The same thing goes for working out, treating people better, being more adventurous. You know, just fucking do it.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, because here's the thing. December, it's kind of hard to be
a good person.
Just be change. In December, everyone can agree that December feels like a fake month. In terms of, like, there's so much going on.
So much family shit.
There's so much family stuff. Like, it, and then the holiday foods. Like, it really is just harder to be a better person in December, in my opinion. And I like the idea of, like, having a
new start.
A start line. And, like, I don't know. I think it just, it's a new mindset and it's a good way to. It's a good starting point. I don't know.
No, I hear you.
I think I get why people do it.
Yeah, it is funny to, like, people kind of use it as a scapegoat of, like, oh, well, no, I'll be better. That, like, you could put things off, you know what I mean? But, yeah, there is something, too, like, you have Thanksgiving where you're traveling, you're around family eating like dog shit. Essentially, we're eating like dog shit November and December, that it just makes sense to then.
Well, November is one day, babe.
What? But, yeah, but it's like, oh, you're with your family for, like, a week eating like shit.
No, you're not.
That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
We're getting, like, all fat and sassy. My point being is, you kind of really let it go.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that this would be the time. It's not just.
Yeah. It's like, it's not becoming, deciding. It's like, well, I just did all those bad things to my body. Let me start over once the holidays are done. Like, you're not going to do it in between Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it'd be weird to be on, like, December 23rd and you tell your family, hey, I'm not eating any ham because I'm doing the 75 hard.
Yeah.
So, like, you're picking that now?
Yeah.
That's weird. But the other thing, though, is, like, yeah, you could be a good person all year. Stop needing an excuse to not being an asshole.
You could be, yeah.
But if you decide not to be an asshole on January 1st, like the second guy said, that's cool, too. Because, hey, at least you're trying to get better. All these three should fight each other.
Yeah.
Be great. Put them in, like, a fucking octagon. Be great. Just seeing them fight. Ugh. Good voicemails. Yeah, I think that is the thing with resolutions, that we put so much on them because we're afraid that we're not going to accomplish them. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Because even if you set them up and you get 70% of that, you're 70% better.
Can you think of a time that you failed that you ended up, like, learning way more than you expected?
My whole life.
Yeah.
I failed so many times.
You have the bank account of a 23-year-old.
Yeah, now I have a bank account of a 23-year-old. Yeah, I failed. I can't even tell you how many times I failed. But it is weird because sometimes if your expectations are higher and you fail, it hurts more.
It does. But so, there's something to learn about that, too. It's
like, yeah, that you're still going
to. Yeah. Sometimes you have to focus on, instead of like the end thing, it's like the daily, like instead of like building up the end so much, it's like build up what's going to happen day by day.
Yeah, you can't think about the outcome.
Yeah, because it's not going to turn out exactly how you think.
No.
It never does.
Never.
Never.
Really never. You think someone's like, I'm going to get an Oscar, and then it just turned out that way. Fucking pricks. You know what I mean? Like, the people are like, you know what? I'm going to make $100 million, and then it, you know, it happens. I'm going to own a boutique. I'm going to go into Free People and yell about a dark green sweater. And she did it.
Crazy.
Fucking bitch. Whatever. That failure on her part led to you quitting, which was a positive.
It was a positive.
And in that, we say thank you for listening. 2024, 2 + 2 = 4.
Give a skincare tip.
And you have to give a skincare tip.
Yeah, baby.
Which is?
Wait, I wanted to talk about your seborrheic dermatitis.
Okay.
Because Andrew has it. It's like really common in...
in disgusting pigs. In peppermint pigs.
No, it's actually really, you know... Here's the thing. It sucks, but there are ways to maintain it. And I've said it before, but like, again, it's a skin condition that's like due to inflammation. So the first thing you can do is like focus on, you know, foods that decrease inflammation or just avoiding foods that cause inflammation. But specifically like treating it topically, it sounds like a contradiction because dermatitis, like actual seborrheic dermatitis, it shows as like super flaky and dry and like red and inflamed on the skin. So you think like that your skin's super dry, which it is, but it's actually an overproduction of oil. So BHAs will really help with that, salicylic acid. So you could get a topical salicylic acid treatment and then still keep the skin nice and hydrated with like a hydrating serum, something like aloe, some stuff that's like water or gel base is going to help really soothe and calm it as well. So it's really common in like really oily areas of the face. You could have it on your back or in your scalp, just wherever you, it's you like know, a have a lot of like sebaceous glands. Yeah. So like your nose and your eyebrows, on your chin, around the mouth kind of stuff. So yeah, that's that, guys.
In the new year, I'm going to keep that flakiness less.
Less flaky?
Less flaky. Now that I know the BHA, that's what I need. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Brenna, for the tip. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye, guys.
Why, do you have something else?
No, I was just going to say, I literally put it on your face for you already. That's why you don't have it anymore. Like, you think that you just, like, it went away. What the hell? What he has about. No idea, dude. He doesn't take any of it in. He just like lets me do it for
his
him.
His skin takes it in.
Yeah, it's true.
Like and subscribe.
Thank you. Bye. Puddles.
Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.